We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top of two dots, a famous sugi coming up. The sugi of Ein Shechita Ela B'Soif, or Yesh No Shechita B'Tchila B'Soif, which means there's a shiloh, when you do a shechita, when does it get a shame shechita? When is it called a shechita? When you finish it? Or the entire shechita is all part of the shechita? And what's the nafkamina? The Gemara is trying to find nafkaminas for this. But let's see inside. Amar Shem B'Lakash and Levi Sava. Shlakash holds, he says of the shame Levi Sava, Eina L'Shechita Ela B'Soif. The shechita only gets its shame shechita only at the end. Rav Yechon Amar, no, Yesh No Shechita B'Tchila B'Soif. That there is a shechita right from beginning. From beginning to end, they're all considered a chelik of the shechita. And what's the nafkamina? We have to wait in the Gemara to see nafkaminas. So Amar Rav, Rav right away qualifies the machlekas. Hakol Moed, the Mevon agrees, Heichad Shachat Simon Echad Echavim, if one simon was shechta by a guy, if Simon Echad B'Yisrael, she psula. So don't tell me, this is talking about machlekas. If you hold that only shechita B'Soif, he'd finished it. If you hold shechita B'Soif, a guy did half it. He says, no, here Kuliyam psula. Why? In any case, it became a trefa with the guy. You're right, maybe it's not a shechita, but it's a trefa before shechita starts. Therefore, for sure, it's no good. The same thing about Eilos Oif Nami. Eilos Oif Nitzu Simonim. If you do one simon lamata, which is the wrong place, and one simon lamaila, also the apostle. Ain shechita al b'soif. No, but the Tzarek of Malika, but ain shechita al b'soif, by even my Malika. So we say no. Why? Because when you do one simon lebatim, that's like a chat l'soif. So it's a maisa chashuva. But also if Nami, heichad the balik simon echad lamata, the simon echad lamaila psula. Shrei also ba maisa chat l'soif. Chat l'soif, one simon sufficient. He did this on the bottom. So he did a maisa chat l'soif. So it is enough to pass lit. Also ba maisa chat l'soif lamata. Loi nechliku, what is the machlokes between the nafkamina l'alacha, basically, between the shlokas Rabbi Yechanon, elikon sheshachat simon echad b'chutz. This is talking about an oif also. But an oif, if you take a oilus oif and you bring it outside, you're not chayv for malika, because no malika v'chutz. So even it's a kachim v'chutz is chayv karas. But by an oif, the shechita was chayv, not malika. So elo, they're not feeling like this. Shachat simon echad v'chutz. I'm doing Rashi's pshat. I'm talking about oilus oif. Shachat simon echad v'chutz. You shechted one simon of this oilus oif outside the base of mikdash. V'simon echad b'fnim, one inside the base of mikdash. So shail is. Are you chayiv now for shechita chutz? You didn't shechta b'chutz completely because you finished it inside. On the other hand, you shechta one simon b'chutz. So lemandi yesh shechita b'chivat soif mechayiv. You chayiv karas. It's shechita chutz. It's called part of shechita. Lemandi yama in shechita b'soif loy mechayiv. If you hold the shechita b'soif, you're not chayiv. And vayisto is even a part of a shechita chutz b'chayiv if it's called a shechita. So he says that's an afkamina. Afkamina is if you shechta one simon outside, one simon inside. That would be an afkamina if you hold the yeshna shechita b'soif or yeshna b'soif. Amalei Rabba Bar Shimi that it said the Rava says Marle Amahachi. My Rebbe did not say that. Who's my Rebbe? Mono Rav Yosef, because he says Heichle Shachat Simon Echad B'Chutz V'Simon Echad B'Fnim Nami Pasul. That also Kuliyam is Pasul. Why? Or to say like Tosfos speaks out, it means Nami Chayiv. Why? Shrei also Ba Maisa Chata Soif B'Chutz, because he did a Maisa Chata Soif B'chutz, L'maisa. You said you did a chatz v'ayiv is one simon enough, so you did a ma'is chatz v'ayiv. So it's called a ma'isa shechita. So that would be a cool yam apostle. Actually, Tosis asks on Rashi, one of the kasha, that you could have said even better. It's a ma'isa shechita of a chulin b'chutz, because one simon v'ayiv is enough. You have to have a chatz v'ayiv, because you say it's a ma'isa echav chulin. So the bottom of the Rajba, it's called the Madir on the Rajba, the Magi on the Rajba, Cook Rajba says, the Rashi holds that only b'chayv shechita chutz, you have to do a Maisa Avoida. That's what Gemara is asking from Maisa Chata Soif. Malika doesn't work outside, we said. Malika, no Malika in the chutz. There's no Malika in the chutz.
What do you do to this bird?
You shecht it with a knife. What? Huh? It's possible, yeah, but it's like this. That you're talking about checking the simon. You don't have the malika. That's a zeres a cause of that. There's a shechita of a oif of kachim the chutz is chayiv karas. There's no shechita shechita. Right. That's a zeres a cause of that. It is that they chayiv. We learn from Asher Yishchat. It's a gemara in Beseches Zvachim. We learn from a pasuk that there's a chiyiv shechut chutz on an oif that's kachim. But the question was that oil is oif, that type of kachim is two simonim. So the gemara first was telling the machlekes. So he says no. Well, yeah, but the ikka thing, malika and shechita is just a way to get to kill the knock off the samanim. The maaser, the way you Machzor Oif, Oil Oif, is by Kodak Hanin to Zamana. The Malika, okay, Malika or Shchita. In Beis Megzer, it works with Malika, and Chutzah works with Kach, with Shchita. So, but the way it's Machzor is with two Zamana. So, the first thing where I want to tie, the Rav wanted to tie, that's not Kmin Lalacha, because you only did one Simon. So, it's not a full Shchita. But that reverses Tanya's back, that no, because one simon is called a maisa. Chatzai, Frey Taisis, what do you mean? It's a maisa, regular behema, regular shchita. It's a good shchita, kosher shchita. What gives it a shame shchita is that's kosher falchulin. That's Taisis kasha. It's a pella. He says, Rav Yosef Nami, lomuli, I'm reading Taisis kasha. Rav Yosef Nami, lomuli, laminkat, shrei yinasa, maisa chatzai. How will the main man, shun the hechsher shchita soib, simon echon? So, and for the magi on the Rajba, that Rashi holds an oyde chai bechutz. You have to do a maisa avoida. It has to be a shaykhis to avoid this. You have to find in kachim where you have the idea of one simon. That's weird. With Malika, of course. But you find one simon is a maisa shchita. When I say maisa shchita, doesn't mean kafuki Malika. It means a maisa shchita always has to do with the simonim. So Zakta Gemara. So what is the machlokes between Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yechonah, fear of Yosef? Someone shechted only miyat simonim, which is nothing. The gomri b'frim, and he finished it inside. So lamandav yeshidu ba'asayif mechayiv yechayiv. Why chayiv? Because lamaisa, even though it's not a shchita yet, but everything's part of a shchita. So yechayiv is shchita chutz for that. Even though miyat simonim never is a gemar for anything. Lamandav yeshidu ba'asayif lemechayiv. Not chayiv. So gavaldik nafkamin. Nafkamin. You started miyat simonim outside, either behemo or miyat simonim alayif. What's the difference? Not a full simon, not a roiv simon, a quarter of a simon. He finished it inside. If you're yeshidu ba'asayif, so it's all one part of shchita. Yechayiv. If not, you're not chai. That's how community reacts on Rosh Lakish. Gevald. Now we have a kasha on these mandi amra. Most of Rav Zeira. Most of Rav Zeira kasha from a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah in Perek Dalad. It says in the Mishnah like this: Kol asukim v'parah metchila va'atzoif. All the kahanim who are Isaac, they work with the parah aduma from beginning to end. Matam v'godim. They become tamei and the begodim become tamei. That's number one. And number two is poistl noisa b'malacha acheres. Any part of the process of making the parah aduma on water, if you do a different malacha b'shas maisa with it, the halacha is you pasl it. Or even b'shas maisa, you take a knife and you shech the parah, and at the same time you're shechting a cucumber, then it's all considered malacha together, and it passes it. So there's psulim. First of all, number one fact is it's matama all the begad molda asukim b'hem. And number two is it's a psul malacha. So the Gemara says like this. If there comes a psul in the shchita, if you get a psul in the shchita, so now it doesn't get the first base. Bein koydem psula, bein lacha psula yom tam begadim. Means anyone who's Isaac in this pasul shchita where they did another malacha, say if you on the beginning of shchita, say if you at the end of the shchita, either way, it's not considered a problem of becoming tuma because it never got the first base, it never became a parah aduma. So ain't of tam begadim. But Bahaza also, but after the Shechita, and then what you do is with the blood, you spritz it towards the Hechel. So in the Haza also, if you became Pasul, so now God is qualified, but the Shechita was a good Shechita. So then Koidim Psula, before the disqualification, whoever worked with the Parah becomes Tameh. La'acha Psula, in a Matam Begadim. After Psula, they don't become Tameh. And Rashi Avarim, even though we're handling a Nevela here, why didn't we become Tameh? They didn't touch the Nevela, use a stick, they didn't touch the Nevela. But the Isaac is what becomes Tameh, even without touching the Nevela. So in any case, the Mishnah breaks down the halacha. It's very simple. That if it's a pasul the Shechita, so when you have a chance to become Tameh, because it never became Parah Aduma. But after the Shechita, it already gets a Parah Aduma, so anything before the pasul, you become Tameh. But Freitim Arakasha, Adkan the Mishnah. So look up Zeru, I understand something. If the Shechita is so then, even the beginning of the Shechita, even becomes possible halfway through the Shechita, the beginning was the Shechita, right? We said, yes, the Shechita is outside. So, lifelik dam v'shchitasa, irabab psul v'shchita, kaidim psula matam v'gadim. If whoever worked in it before the Shechita is matam v'gadim, la'acha psula, ain't matam v'gadim. It's a simple thing. So, if you hold ancient of v'shchita v'gavaldik, because it was possible, it never happened. But here, you have beginning and end. So, tomorrow, I'm rabba pasul teretz. Of course, is only if you finish the shchita. Then it looks in the beginning. Here, the shchita never finished. Never became a good shchita. So then don't yes, it's only when you have a good shchita, so you look at the whole shchita now as entirety as a shchita. But if it never finishes, the beginning is also not a good shchita. So that's not a kasha. But I'll tell you what could be shver. This is shver. Lamandi, and this is Shreya, Lamandi Yomar, Ein Shchita Ela B'Soif. He's asking the opposite way. This Kash is Lamandi Yomar, is Shreya, Lamandi Yomar, Ein L'Shchita Ela B'Soif. So, Freit, the Gemara, Lifleg Bech, Sheira de Paro. In a case where the Paro is kosher, you can have an afkmina of Bein before and after. What are we talking about? He says, go in Shachta Trey Gavri, two people Shech the Paro Duma. The gavra kama lematama. The gavra asa matama. It was good. It was kosher here, so it was good shchita then. If you're yes shchita matzayif, so the first guy who did started the shchita becomes tame. Yes, no shchita matchila matzayif. If you're in shchita b'soyif, only the second guy becomes tame. So I have a gavaldik and afkamina. How it's possible one to be tame, one not to be tame? Amar Rav Yosef says no. You remember, paro has din kosher. Amar Rava. Oh, Rav Yosef, Trey Gavri Chaziv Chakamres. Or you tell me two people are shechti one animal? Bar Mine Dahu. You can't say that. The Tanina, we learned in a Brisa, Tizbach Shlo Yushnayim Shechtum Zevachachod. The first part of the drasha was that two people can shecht one zevach, and Tizbachu Shlo Yechad Shechad Zevachim. Another thing is they can't shecht two kavanas at once. But what was the first part? Two people can't shecht one zevach. That's in the second drasha. But in any case, Rav Yeh says, we can't say that enough. You know why? Because it's kosher. Now, Tosis asks, we just spoke this out already in Amar Aleph, that it's only l'chatchila, not b'di eved. So what's so shver? B'di eved works. So Zog Tosis, it's lo shchiyah. Look at the bottom Tosis. It's very good. Look at the bottom line. You're so kivin l'chatchila osur, mils lo shchichi. Now, even though the next Mar's kosher will be someone lo shchicha, Tosis says, that's more shchiyah than this. Doing it isur is not shchiyah. Akapanim, so the Gemara didn't want us, the Gemara, Rav Yosef says, we can't say that nafkamina, no, because it never would happen. Two people don't do a shechita by kacha. Omle Abaya, that's not true, Omle Abaya. Abaya is going to say that this din of doing two people with one carbon, that's not good, l'chatchila, is only according to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Omle Abaya, lav itmar la, omar Rav Bavachana, omar Yechlan, zu divrei Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. That brisa is a yichida. It's Rav Elazar of Shimon Stimasa. He's the one who usually, last time Mishra like him. We call him Stimasa, but that brisa is like him. Avacham Vaimrim Chom say Beis Shechtem Zevachecha. Two people could shecht one zevach. Not a problem. So first of all, Abaye says that Rav's kasha is gevaldig kasha. His kasha is why don't we say Timanu Enshchut Vasoif and Afkamina by two people doing the shechita. That the first guy is not Tomei, that guy is Tomei, if you're interested in the soil. That's Rava's Kasha, it's a good Kasha. Don't tell me two people, because that's Rava's Rav Shimon, that's a Yechidah. I wouldn't hold like that. And even more, Freight the more, even more, even, and you know what? I have a Kasha even for Rava's Rav Shimon. I have a Kasha Rabbanon, first of all. And even for Rav Shimon, I have a Kasha. Rav Shimon, not me, lift like. You know what the Kasha could be? If you're interested in the soil, I have a case, one guy won't be Tomei. How? Because Shachat Chad Gavra, Vishnei Sidor. He was shechted, and he had two talesim. He had one talis of his first half. After 1 second, someone grabbed off his first talis and put another talis. He had two people standing there. And while the one guy took off one, put the other one on. So the shayla is the first talis tamei, because he wasn't tamei yet. If you hold the ain't shechidah l'abasayif. If you go, in the shachan chagar v'shesh darim, v'sudu kamar lo imetamah, v'sudu basa matamah, so why didn't the Mishnah say this chilek? So we have a kasha, first of all, why didn't say chilek by two people shechting, according to Rabbanan? And even one person shechting, he had two talesim. Allah Gemara says, must be pshat, it's not a kasha, a psula, a paro kamari, a psula kamari. We're talking about a psula of, this Mishnah was telling us different psulim of a para, and not something that's kosher. When it's possible, we're saying this bain before, bain after, but not when it's kosher. We're not talking about a case of kosher, we're talking about a case of psulim. Okay, so we're going to stop over here, and then next year we'll continue, Masiv Rav Idi, on the Mandiyama of Yeshua Shidduch HaBesayv and Yeshua Shidduch HaBesayv.